There are six different kinds of ashamas that are listed off in Ezra Koyman. One of them is asham mehilois, that the person is moil behegdish b'shoge. He has to bring a korban asham, asham mehilois. And there are two types of hegdish that you can be moil behegdish, either hegdish berga bayis or hegdish kochem izbeach. Berga bayis is money that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash for the purpose of the building, the structure, the furniture in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's Mamon Hegdash. That belongs to Hegdash. Then you have Kochem Mizbeach, money that's set aside, or animals that are set aside, buildings, whatever it happens to be, that are set aside for the purpose of bringing korbanos. So if you designate a behemoth or an oaf as a korban oil, a korban shlamim, a korban chatos, that's a kedusha gufla mizbeach. If you set aside money, or you set aside a building, or you set aside an automobile, you donate an automobile, so towards the value should go towards purchasing a korban. That's what we call kedushas damim lamizbeach. Mishnayos have them when it comes to menachas and nesachim. That's the name of a perik in the end of menachas, perik hamenachas v'nesachim. So menachas and nesachim, even though the actual mincha or the yayin itself is going to be korev on the mizbeach, it doesn't get the kedushas haguf ayidei kedushas peh. If you have a behemoth that you designate as a korban or oaf that you're going to designate, you're going to bring as a korban, it gets right away the kedushas haguf on the mizbeach ayidei kedushas peh. But if you set aside money or you set aside a shavah kesef, karka, metalkum, whatever, that only... that gets kedushas damim lamizbeach and menachas and nesachim. Even though that is the thing itself that's going to be korev, so the Mishnah say the kedushas peh only gives it a kedushas damim lamizbeach. It has to have a kiddush kli. You have to put it into a kli shoris in order that it should become kedushas aguf lamizbeach. Major difference is that kedushas aguf lamizbeach has no pidyon unless the animal gets a mum, and that's only by behemoths. By oifas, there is no institution of mumim. Even if it gets a mum, it doesn't have any. Even if it gets a mum, you can be makrivit. The Gemara points out that tamas v'zachris b'behemis, vein tamas v'zachris b'oifos. That some karbonas have to be davke zohar, some karbonas have to be davke nekeva. Shlomen can be either a zohar or a nekeva, but a korban chatas has to be davke. Most of the chatos have to be davke nekeva, and oilas have to be davke zohar. But as far as a oilasoif or a chatasoif, so the din is that there's no din of zohar. Thomas was zohar, but behemoth doesn't mean there's no difference between a zohar and a kebab. There is a difference. There's a male and a female. But the halacha of karban is that an oila soif has to be dafke, an oila has to be dafke a zohar, and a chatas has to be dafke a kebab. That principle doesn't apply to oifas. And the same thing tabus, that the animal has to be a behemoth tamima, that shouldn't have any mum at all, that only applies to behemoths. And oifas, there is no such halacha. Even if it's a bal mum, it's still korev al gabi on mizbeach sefashteitzach. If the oif gets a mum, it can't be podi, it can still be makavit on the mizbeach. The Gemara has a din in the first perek in Kiddushin, if you have an oif that's mechusa aver, if it's missing a whole limb, so then it's pasul lahakrev al gabi on mizbeach. But the Rishonim point out in Maseches Me'ilah that that's not a din of bal mum. It's not that by behemoths even a little mum pasuls, and by Yoifa is a major mum pasuls, it's a different thing. Mechusar Eber is a different psul. The Rambam writes Mechusar Eber by Yoifa is pasul based on the pasuk Hakrivei no lefecha sechas. Even if you have an oif that developed not only a mum, the oif lost an eber, it's a Mechusar Eber, it still can't be paida. The Gemara says ain't pinyan loifas. It can't be paida an oif, even if the oif is not roi lahakri v'agam b'hamizbeach. So the din is, if something only has kedushas damim lamizbeach, or kedushas damim leberek habayis, all berek habayis is only kedushas damim. So kedushas damim, the whole nature of the kedusha is that it's oimed lepidyon, it lends itself to pidyon. But if you have kochem mizbeach, if you have kedushas damim lamizbeach, also lends itself to pidyon. If you have kedushas guf lamizbeach, it only has pidyon if it develops a mum, and that's a different kind of a pidyon. It's not a pidyon that's mafkir the kedusha. That's opinion that's mati yutushech de chutz lazor. It's even a sofik. Maybe there's a din of chulin bo azor. One is not permitted to shech de behem askulin in the azor. What if you have a korban that's called psulei hamikdoshin? You have a korban that developed a mum, and therefore you had the right to be poded. So you have psula mekdashim shehumamu v'niftu, you poded. So you're permitted to shecht it chutz lazar. Maybe you're permitted to shecht it in the azar also. Maybe there's no prohibition of chulam ba'azar. Maybe since it still retains the kedusha, anything that's kedusha aguf lamizbech, even after titan, it still has the kedusha. The din is that it still is a tumura. If I say harezu tachazu on a behemas kochim after I was poided, so the Gemara says in tumura it's is a tumura there. So you see, it still retains kedusha aguf lamizbech. Has restrictions even after you paid it. The Gemara learns that from the Pesukim Tizbach v'lagiza basa v'lachala v'achalta v'lola klavecha, that there are restrictions what you can do with the Pesul HaMikdoshim Shehumamu v'niftu. If you had only Kedushas Damim, the better Kabayas of Kedushas Damim l'mizbech, and you were paid it, so it doesn't have any restrictions. The Pidyon is Mafkir the Kedusha, it's Yotzeh L'chul and L'gamre. But if you have Kedushas Aguf l'mizbech and you paid it, that's a different kind of Pidyon. That's not a pidyon hamafkir kedusha, that's a pidyon hamatir. So there's a major difference between kotche berek abayis and kotche mizbeach. In the yeshivas, everybody says it in the name of Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. But Rab Chaim just points out, Tosfos says like that in a few places, Gemaras and Tosfos like that, that kotche berek abayis is momen hegdash, it belongs to hegdash. Kotche mizbeach, the Gemara in Bava Kama has an expression, Meikoro, before I was Magdushit, Tura de Ruven, the shore belongs to me, to Ruven. Vashta Tura de Ruven, and after you Magdushit, the shore still belongs to Ruven. It has Kedusha Saguf, Lamizbeach, okay, it has Kedusha on it. But it's not Momen Hegdush, it's Momen Bailim. The Gemara has in the end of the second Perek in Kedusha, and the Gemara has a big Machlokes HaTanoim. Three major Shitas, then minor varieties of Shitas, where the korbanos that have kedushas korban, kedusha aguf lamizbeach, do you treat them as mamon bailim, or do you treat them as mamon gavoya? Basically, it is mamon bailim. That's the Gemara Bava Kama. Other Gemaras, mekor turi deruvin, v'ash de turi deruvin. The korban that I magdish lamizbeach, it's not mamon hektish, it's mamon habailim. But there's a machlokes hatanaim based on exeris hakasav in the psukim. Maybe I don't have the right. Maybe it constitutes a bizoyin akedusha to say that you have a right to treat it like mama bailim. So maybe you have to treat it as if it were mama gavoya. So that's a major machlek. There are three major shitas in Tanoim, whether yes, no, or sometimes. One opinion in Tanoim is that all karbanas are mama bailim. So let's say a koyin wants to be mekadosh an isha and he has a little lamb chop from a chatos. And he gives it to his girlfriend and he says, Hare, in the Azor. And he says, Hare, Mekodesh Asli. The Gemara says, Isha Bazor Minayin. How did the girl walk into the Azor? If you take the lamb chop out of the Azor, it's Nifsa B'yotze, because it's Kotche Kotche. So the Gemara says, Isha Bazor Minayin. What are you talking about? The Gemara says, sometimes a woman will walk into the Azor. She's the president. She walks in to make the announcement in the Azor. The father is in the Azor. The father is Mekava Kedushan on behalf of Bito. There are cases where a woman will be in the Azor. So there's one opinion in Tanoim that not only the chelak ha-bailim on Ashlomim is mamon bailim, the chelak ha-kohanim on chatas and oshim is also mamon bailim. Then the other opinion is that it's not true based on psukim, all korbanos are mamon gavoy. You cannot be mekadosh and isha with mekadosh b'chelko be mekadosh yikotchim and mekadosh mekalim ain't mekudeshes, because we have no right to treat korbanos as mamon bailim. You have to treat it as if it were mamon gavoy. And then there's Rabbi Yisag Lili, has the compromise shita that he distinguishes between kochi kochim and kochim kalim. Kochi kochim, let's say achatos, and in an osham where the kohanim have a chelek, so kochi kochim, or let's say you have the korban before you shecht it on the mizbech, so you have achatos and an oila and an osham, so kochi kochim is mamon gavoya. You treat it as if it were mamon gavoya. And kochim kalim, you have a right to treat it as if it were mamon bailim. And then there are varieties of sheet, there are variations within Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Yud Gimel has different variations within Rabbi Yosef Glili. Some kachim kalim, I'm mamon bailim, some kachim kalim, I'm not mamon bailim. Then the Rambam has a unique opinion. The Rambam, the Ktzais HaChosh, and the end of Chosh Mishpat lists off around 10 sources from the Rambam, 5 sources where he seems to indicate that kachim kalim is mamon bailim, and 5 sources where he seems to indicate the kachim kalim is mamon gavoya. So apparently the Rambam distinguishes with respect to some dinim it's kachim kalim mamon bailim, respect to other dinim kachim kalim mamon gavoya. So this din of me'ila, we started off, there are 6 ashamas So one of the six hashamis is Hasham Ilas. That's towards the end of Parshas Vayikra. Nefesh kisim amal v'chot b'shgog amikotche Hashem. Baby is Hashama. He has to bring an Hashama Ilois. So the pasuk says, v'chot b'shgog amikotche Hashem, which refers to kotchem hamiyuchadim l'Hashem. What are kotchem hamiyuchadim l'Hashem? So the Mishnais understand that to mean either kotche berek habayis, that's Momen Hekdush, or kotche kadoshim, within the realm of kotche mizbeach, only kotche kotchem. Kachim Kalim, there's no din of Me'ilah. That's Mishnais like that. There's no din of Me'ilah by Kachim Kalim. What exactly does that mean? Usually in Me'ilah, there are two parts. There's an Iser Me'ilah. That's a question, where is the Pasuk? There are different opinions in the Gemara, in the Rishonim. Four different opinions in the Rishonim. Where is the Pasuk in Chumash? It indicates that there's a lav, that there's an Avera to be Moel Behekdish. But there is an Iser. The Mishnais have the Ferish that there is an Iser. So there's an Iser not to be Nenem in HaHegdash, not to be Mo'al BaHegdash, then there's a penalty. If somebody was Mo'al BaHegdash, Bishgoga, Nefesh Kisim Amal V'chata Bishgoga, he has to pay Karen V'chomish and bring Hashem Me'ilah. So when the Mishnais say that by Kachim Kalim, there's no din of Me'ilah, the Mishnais say, Lo Nenem V'lo Me'olim, there's an Iser Me'ilah, but there's no penalty of Me'ilah. If somebody was Mo'al BaHegdash, Bishogig, he doesn't have to give Karen V'chomish V'yosha. But there is an Iser of Me'ilah. So that's a major machlokes in Rishonim, where the Loinenim and that Mishnah, the Iser Me'ilah, is an Iser Deraisa and Iser Derabbanan. Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, felt that it's inconceivable that you should say that there's only an Iser Derabbanan. Inconceivable, but it's a major machlokes in Rishonim. It's a beferish machlokes in Rishonim. There is a Gemara in the end of Rosh Hashanah, but the Gemara talks about Mitzvah Habah Baveira. The Gemara talks about HaTekeh B'Shoifer Shel Shlomim. Shlomim is Kachim Kalim, so somebody takes a shofar and he uses it for his own purposes. So we paskin, the end of the Sugya, we paskin that Mitzvah is lovely honest nitin. So using a shofar Shel Hekdesh for the purpose of fulfilling Mitzvah of Tekeh Shofar is not considered an act of Hanoah. And Meila, it's not considered a violation of Me'ilah. But till you get to the conclusion in the sugya, not all the Amoraim agree to that premise. So many Amoraim are of the opinion that mitzvah alehanis nitnu. So when the person uses a shofar shel korban to fulfill a mitzvah of shofar, so that would be a violation of Me'ilah. So the Gemara says, if a person is takeh b'shofar shel shlamim, the Gemara starts off, lo yotza, he's not yotze, because mitzvah bo b'aveira. So the Rishonim have a machlekes on that Gemara. Some Rishonim say, you see from this Gemara that mitzvah baba avera even applies if the avera is only midirabbanan, because kachim shlamim is dacha kachim kalim, and kachim kalim does not din of me'ilah. And even though the Mishnayos say that there's an isa me'ilah, yeah, we all know that isa me'ilah is only midirabbanan. That's a half of the Bali Atosis say. So you see from this Gemara, atakev b'shefer shel shlamim lo yotza. Mitzvah b'aveira, you see that even though the aveira is only the rabbanan, it's still considered mitzvah b'aveira. And other Baliyat Teisus, these are different mesichtas. The Teisus doesn't appear in one place. And other Baliyat Teisus point out, it's obvious from the Gemara that the aveira not to be moil because mikalim is an isa deraisa, would have only been an isa derabbanan. How can you say that it's a mitzvah b'aveira? So they're arguing min akotze la akotze. The other Rishonim hold an Avera, and Avera Derabbanan is also a mitzvah of Avera. And they hold a whole Issa not to be Nenem mina Kodesh by Kachim Kalim. The whole Avera is only Derabbanan. The others hold that that's impossible. And Avera Derabbanan wouldn't cancel a mitzvah, you wouldn't call that mitzvah of Avera.
What do you mean mitzvah of
Right, so the Ran in the Dorim says that if you're eating matzah, everybody agrees that you get hanoas aguf. The only time there's machlokes is you blow shofar, and the guy doesn't especially care for the music, he doesn't enjoy the music, he's just blowing the shofar to fulfill a mitzvah, or he sits in sukkah to fulfill a mitzvah, not that he really enjoys specifically, and his only wouldn't have sat in sukkah. If not for the mitzvah, he doesn't have any hanoas aguf. So the Ran has that point. Whenever there's Hanoah Saguf, everybody agrees that there is that's called Hanoah. And the Ran says this in disagreement with the Rashba. He quotes the Rashba who says otherwise. So then you got to break your head to figure out what's pshat in the Rashba. Okay?
What's the Hanoah by Tekeh Shofar anyway?
Gemara Pesachim says, what's it, Mara, Kol, and Reach, Ein Bei Meila. So what's the Isser Meila by Geshof Remi?
It's a good question.
I know, okay. I'm doing a mitzvah?
I know I'm doing a mitzvah, yeah, but still, if you're only yotze with kol, so you should say that it's not kol hanah. That's a good question. Okay. So the parsha is going to spend a lot of time on these different types of hegdish. Kotche berek abayis, and then the kotche mizbeach, and the kotche mizbeach, there are two kinds. There's a Kedush HaGuf LaMizbeach, and there's Kedush HaZdamim LaMizbeach, and then within Kochim Mizbeach, there are two types. There's Kochim Kochim and Kochim Kalim. So what are the differences between Kochim Kochim and Kochim Kalim? So one difference is that there's no Me'ilah, the Kochim Kalim. That's the Pasuk. B'chotu b'shgog mikochi Hashem, Kochim ha'miyuchadim l'Hashem. That's only Kochim Kochim. Rashi quotes it from the Mishnah, from the Tanaim, to the exclusion of Kochim Kalim. Another difference between Kochi Kochim and Kochim Kalim is, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, we just mentioned before, Rabbi Yosef Glili has the compromise sheet, whether in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin, whether Mekadosh Bechelko, if a man is Mekadosh an Isha with a piece of carbon that he's entitled to, is it Mama Bailim, so she's Mekudeshes, or do you treat it as if it were Mama Gavaya, and she's Eina Mekudeshes? There are more differences between Kochi Kochim and Kochim Kalim. If you read the Psukim in the Chumash, the Mishnah is an Ezel Mekayman, sum everything up very neatly. So the major difference is that the Shechita of Kochi Kochim has to be in Tzofon, in the right-hand side of the Azara. Kochi Kochim Shechitasim HaTzofon, the Kibbol Damam B'chli Shores B'Tzofon, Kabbalas Adam has to be in Tzofon also. Kochim Kalim Shechitasim HaMokam Azara, that's how it says in the Mishnah. Then there's another difference that's mentioned in the Mishnah is an Ezel Mekayman. What is the mokam achila of the korban? The kochi kochim, the mokam achila is only the azara. It's only eaten lezichri kohuna. Kohenes is not permitted to eat kochi kochim. And kochim kalim, the mokam achila is the whole Yerushalayim. It's not restricted davka to the azara. And it's nechal to Yisraelim also. Kochim kalim is nechal to Yisraelim. Gemara has an expression. Then the Gemara has that the mokom, every korban has a mokom. So the mokom of kochi kochim is more restricted than the mokom of the kochi kalim. The mokom of the kochi kochim is the azora, and if you take it chutz lazora, it'll be nifsal b'yotze. Whereas the mokom of kochim kalim is Yerushalayim, that's machne Yisrael in the midbar. That was all machne Yisrael, and only if you take it chutz lamachne, take it chutz Yerushalayim, then it'll become. Not only the makam of kochi kochim is more restricted, the zman is more restricted. The zman of kochi kochim, let's say chata, sashem, oilo, is always yom valaylo. If you leave over the oilo, the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. But you have to be careful, if you leave over the parts of the evorim, if you leave over the evorim of the oilo till alos hashachar, and you didn't burn it on the mizbeach yet, then it's nifsal belina. You're not allowed to burn the emurim. You're not allowed to burn the evorim on the mizbeach. Or let's say you leave over the besar hachatos veha osham until the morning. It's only nechal yom v'laylo. If you leave over the besar hachatos veha osham until the morning, then the basar is nifsal belina, and the kohanim are not permitted to eat it. Then the din is you have to burn it. It became nifsal. Kochim kalim, usually this manish neyamim v'laylo echad. That's a shlomim. The Rambam writes in his hakdomet to kochim, Rambam wrote a hakdomah to kochim in Pirush HaMishnayos. So there Rambam writes in hakdomah to kochim an interesting lashon that basically in kochim kalim there's only one carbon, shlamim. Aye, but there's a toida. No, toida is a subcategory of shlamim. That's what the Gemara points at. Zevach toida shlamo. That's a beferish pasuk. Let's say a shech the toida l'shem shlamim. So that's not called the shini koidesh because toida is a subcategory of shlamim. That's in the Gemara. But then the Rambam goes ahead to say more than that. He says that Pchor v'Amaisa v'Pesach are also subcategories of Shlomim. That doesn't say in the Gemara already. That's a surprising statement that the Rambam says. He says basically there's only one kind of Kochim Kalim, Shlomim, and the others are really subcategories. So Shlomim is basically Nechal Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. The Zman, just like the Mokam is larger, the Mokam is the whole Yerushalayim, instead of being so restricted like Kochi Kochim only to the Azara, so the Mokam of Kochi Kalim is the whole Yerushalayim, so the Zman is also not as restricted. The Zman is Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. That's a question in the Gemara. The Gemara has a machlokes Chizki v'Rav Yochanan in the end of Ezel Mekayman. Why is the zman shnei yomim v'layla echad by kodshim? Kodshim, the zman is yom v'layla. So the Gemara establishes based on that that in kodshim, halayla halach acharayim. Usually, Shabbos begins at the Shkia and it goes till Tzeisat Nochom the next day. Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, all the Jewish calendar, all the Jewish holidays, Shchodesh. The Jewish calendar, we declare that Hayom Halach Achar Alayla, the day follows the night. Vahi Erev, Vahi Boker, Yom Echad, Vahi Erev, Vahi Boker. It says every day begins with Erev, and Boker, the daytime is a continuation of yesterday, of last night. That's called Hayom Halach Achar Alayla. And in Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara says in Chulin that it's not so. It's Halayla Halach Achar Hayom. The Gemara proves it from Chatas and Oshim that the Zman Achila is Yom Velayla. So here you have the Kachim Kalim, the Shlomim, Biznecho, Shnei Yomim V'layla Echad. So why is it Shnei Yomim V'layla Echad? It's in the middle of the day. The Zman Achila ends. You bring a Shlomim today, so you can eat it today, tonight, and tomorrow till Shkia. Why you have this till Shkia? But if Halayla Halach Achrayayim, so why can't you, how come you can't eat the Kachim Kalim, the Shlomim, tomorrow night? Also, if Halayla Halach Achrayayim. So there's an exception to the rule over here, the Shlomim, the fact that it's Shnei Yomim V'layla Echad. So what is that all about? So that's a machlokes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara in the end of Azal Mekayman. So one of the, I forgot already who says which way, one of the Amoraim is of the opinion that the Zman of the Korban really is Shnei Yomim Mishnei Leilos. And really, the Zman of the Korban is not up till the morning. Let's say you bring a Korban Shlomim today, so the Zman is today, tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. And the Zman of the Korban is only up on Shabbos morning at Alos HaShachar. And let's say you'll eat the Korban Leil Shabbos, it's, but the Shlomim that you bring today is only enough of today, tonight, and tomorrow. Shnei Yamim V'Lai Lechad. You're not allowed to eat it Leil Shabbos. So there's one Amor is of the opinion. If you eat it Leil Shabbos, you won't be Chayv Koris because it didn't become Noisa yet. It only becomes Noisa on Shabbos morning at Alos HaShachar. And therefore, let's say I'll shlecht the shlomim today, and I'll have in mind to eat it on Shabbos, on Leil Shabbos. So this opinion in the Gemara says it won't become pigul. It only becomes pigul if you have a machshavah to eat it chutz l'zmanoi. Chutz l'zmanoi means after the zman of the korban. You're not allowed to, there's no mitzvah sachila on Leil Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat it Leil Shabbos. But basically, the zman of the korban is still shnei yamim, two full days, shnei yamim and shnei leilos. Zman of the Korban is not up till Shabbos morning at Alos HaShach. I think that's how we paskin. That even though you're not allowed to eat the Bisar HaShlomim the night after the second day, but the Zman of the Korban is not up. And the other opinion is no, that it's an exception to the rule. The Zman of the Korban is up tomorrow at Shkia. That's a machlokes Chizkiya v'Rav Yochanan. How do you understand the institution of Shlomim that is Nechel Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad? What are some other differences between Kochi Kochim and Kochim Kalim, Mom and Baila, we discussed, yeah. The Gemara has another difference about the nature of the Achila. The Gemara has a Losh in Kochi Kochim, only Zichri Kuhuna can eat in the Azara. So the Gemara has an expression, Kohanim Ochlim, or Baila Miskaprim. The Kohanim eat the Korban, and the Bala Korban, the Kohanim eating the Korban is considered as if it were an Avodah. Just like you have to do Avodah sa Karbonis, you have to do Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, you have to do Avodah to all the Karbonis, so the Kohanim eating the Kochi Kochim is considered as if that too is an Avodah. Kohanim Echlim, Balaam is Kapar, the Bala Korban gets a Kapar when the Kohanim eat the Chatos and the Oshem. And there is an opinion, it doesn't correspond to the Girsa that we have in the Gemara in Yevamos, but the Rashba quotes a Girsa Sagaonim, if you have the Bizarre Achatos V'Hoshim sitting in the Azor and the Kohanim didn't eat it, the Kohanim didn't bother to eat it, so the Balaam are not Miskaprim, they're not Yotze. It's like you didn't do the Zrika Saddam. If you're not Makriv the Korban, if you didn't do all the Dalar Avodah Saddam, so you're not Yotze. So the Goyim had a Girsa in the Gemara that if the Kohanim don't eat, then the Balaam are not Yotze. We don't have that giris in the Gemara. We assume that it's not so. The Gemara says the Beirish, let's say the Yemurim were nitmu'u osha avdu, and you weren't makta the Yemurim. So you yoytze even if you didn't makta the emurim. Or let's say the bizar hachatas v'hashem is nitma osha ovad. So the kohanim never got to eat it. So we assume that you yoytze the carbon even though the kohanim didn't eat it. So the goyim had the girsa, yeah, they agree. They agree to that. If the bizar hachatas v'hashem is nitma osha ovad, if it's nitma, so there's no mitzvah to eat it. If it's ovad, it gets lost. You don't know where it is, so there's no mitzvah to eat it. But if the sar hachatas v'hashem is sitting there in the azara, and the kohanim had a mitzvah to eat it, they just didn't bother to eat it, then the baalim would not be yotzei. That's a chiddush. That's the shitas, the girsas hagoyim and the gemara. That's in the sugya and daf pei des. And yivomis, the gemara has a machlekes amarayim where the yesh kerach biach hachamim lakadav menatari im bikum v'yasei or only b'shei v'al tase. So the Gemara says, don't you see there are cases where Yeshkach Yachacham Laka Bikum Yasei? The Bala Korban brings Achatas and an Osham, which is Koshem and Atoira, and then the Rabban and the Chacham declare that it's Pasul. And then the Chachamim tell the Bala Korban, he should bring over the same Chatas and Osham. He can't bring Chatas and Osham Binedova. It's only Bob Bechayva if you're Mechuyib. So in Atoira, he was Yotzi with the first Chatas and Hashem that he brought. How can the Chachamim permit him? How can they require of him? How can they permit him to bring another Chatas and Hashem? It's an Issa Chulim Ba'azor. So the Gemara wants to prove that Yeshkoch Yachachamim Lakadov Menatorah Bikum Yasei. They can tell the Balabos he should bring another Chatas and Hashem, which normally should not be allowed. So the Goinim have the Girs and the Gemara, and no, the Chachamim just tell the Kohanim not to eat the Bisar HaChatas V'Hashem. That's Koch Yeshkoch Yachachamim Lakadov menator b'shevi al tase. The telekohanim not to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas kochi. Once the kohanim don't fulfill the mitzvahs and the melech, and the basar is sitting there, and they're not going to eat it. If the basar would be nitma oisha ovad, so then there's no longer any mitzvah to eat it. So then the baalam ayotze the mitzvah of hakrovet, because no one was negligent as far as not eating the basar. But if the basar is sitting there, the kohanim don't eat it, then the giras of sagarim and the gemara was that the Bala Korban is not Yotze on the level of the rice. He has to bring the Korban all over again. There is a Gemara in Psochim on Daf Nun Tes on the base where the Gemara says the Kohanim are not permitted to eat the Bisar HaChatos VeHa'osham and to lech the Haktoros HaEmurim. Before Haktoros HaEmurim, they're not allowed to eat it. So there is a dispute between Machloikis, a strange Machloikis between Tosfos and the Tzlach. Different generations. The Tzlach is a sefer on Psochim and on Beitza and on Brochas, authored by the Nodiv Yehuda. So he lived a few centuries way after. He lived over 1,000 years after, many years after the Bali Atesis, not over 1,000 years. Lived many years after the Bali Atesis. So they have a machlokes. Tesis assumes that that halacha that the Kohanim are not permitted to eat the Bsar HaChatas V'Hashem before Haktoros HaEmurim is not restricted only to Kochi Kochim. It even applies to Kochim Kalim, that no one is allowed to eat any Bsar of any Korban, any Basar of any Korban until after Haktoros HaEmurim. And the Tzlach thinks that it's not true. He thinks that that halacha only applies to Kochi Kochim where the Kohanim are eating, and the Kohanim's eating is considered the form of Avodah. Kohanim Ochlem Ubalim Eskapim. So then there's a Seder which avodah should be done first. So the avodah of Haktoris HaEmurim should be done first. When the Kohanim eat the Bisar HaChatas, Kohanim Ochlem HaBalim Eskapim, that's also an avodah. That's compared to a Haktorah in a certain sense. And that should be done after the Haktoris HaEmurim. But in Kochim Kalim, it's no halacha that the eating is considered an avodah. So the Tzlach is of the opinion that there's no restriction. The Balaam can eat even before Haktoris HaEmurim. So a fundamental machlokes on the level of their Isa. The Gemara in the end of Menachos has an expression that when you shech the carbon, the sakin is mekadesh the carbon. So Taisus in the first Mishnah in Ezel Mekoyman has there's a machlekes harishon, and the Mishnah says kachi kach mishchitasam atzofam the kibol daman bechlusharez batzofam. So it says kibuldamon bechlisharis batzafin. It doesn't say shchitasam bechlisharis batzafin. So it sounds from the Mishnah that shchita does not require a sakin that should be mekudish bechlisharis. From the simple reading of the Mishnah, shchitasam atzafin, the kibul domen b'klisharis batzafin doesn't say shchitas miklisharis. Sounds like you don't need a klisharis. So that's one opinion of Tosis. And the other opinion of Tosis is Tosis only has two opinions. The other opinion of Tosis is that it's not true that since the Gemara says sakin bekadesh, obviously the sakin is a klisharis. And if it's not a klisharis, the whole avodah is no good. And the Rambam has a compromised opinion between these two. The Rambam's opinion is l'chatchila, the sakin which you use to shecht all the karbona should be a klisharis, should be kodesh b'kdusha's klisharis, and b'diyeved, if you shecht the karbon without a klisharis, it'll also be kosher. So the question is, according to all those Rishonim who think that the klishare, that the sakin does not have to be a klisharis, or at least according to the Rambam, b'diyeved doesn't have to be a klisharis. So how do you understand the Lashon HaGemara that says the sakin mekadesh? What does it mean, sakin mekadesh? The Tosa says it doesn't mean that the sakin is the klisharis and the sakin is mekadesh. Like hamarachas van sochim, you have to put it into a klisharis in order to endow it with kedusha guf lamizbeach. It's not that sakin is mekadesh the karbonis. It means the avodas hashchitas is mekadesh the karbonis. The avodas hashchitas is the first of the dalad avodas. The Gemara says there are dalad avodas hadam that are leikuva. Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. Haktaras Amurim is not Avodas Adam. Haktaras Amurim can be done Balayla also. There's a difference between all Avodas need Kohanim. So there's a difference. Avodas Adam have to be done by Yoin. Haktaras Amurim or Nisach Hayayin can be done Balayla. When Chasmin is Kayim, Afilo Balayla. It doesn't have to be done by Yom. But the Dalar Avodas Adam have to be done Dafke by Yom. So Tosis says that they don't think that Sakin Mekadesh, that Loshon HaGemara, they don't think that means that the Sakin is a Klisharis. They think Sakin Mekadesh just means the Avodas HaShchita, that's the first Avoda done to the carbon. So the Avodas HaShchita is Mekadesh the carbon. What exactly does that mean that it's Mekadesh the carbon? But the carbon already had Kedusha Guf Lamizbech from the time that the Bala carbon was Magdashit. Had a Kedusha from the time you make the Kedusha Speh. From the time that they make the Kedusha Speh, the Behemah already has a Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach. So what does it mean that the Sakan is Mekadesh? So the Markevus HaMishnah has a famous line that all of the latest Svarim quote. When the Bala Karbin is Magdish, the Karbin has what we call a Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach, but it doesn't yet have a Kedusha's Karbin until you do the first Avoida. When you do the Shechita, that's the Avoida Rishayna, so it's elevated to the higher level of Kedusha. It has now what we call a Kedusha, not only a Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach, it has a Kedusha's Korban. L'may Nafkemina, that it has a higher level of Kedusha. So the Nafkemina is, can it be Nifsol B'yotze? A live animal, if you have a Korban, is not Nifsol B'yotze. If it's roaming in the Azar, out of the Azar, in the Azar, in Yerushalayim, out of Yerushalayim, it doesn't become Nifsol B'yotze. Even though it has Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach, but it doesn't yet have Kedusha's Korban. Until after the Shechita, the Sakan is Mekadeshit. So then it's endowed with a Kedusha's carbon. So then it can be Nifsal B'yotze. So the Gemara has similarly, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim, and there's a Machlokes HaMaroim, HaRapaskin, whether Balei Chaim Nidochit is a din of Dichui. If you have a carbon that was cannot be Korei for some reason or another. And then that reason disappears, and now the carbon is Roi LaHakrobin. So the Pasuk in Chumash speaks about that. You have a carbon that developed a mum over, a temporary mum, that gets better by itself, so it heals by itself. So Kolzman, that the carbon has the mum over, Kolzman has a mum, you cannot be makrevit. If you makrevit, it's possible. Whether it's a mum kavua or a mum over. If you makrevit while the animal has a mum, it's possible. But if it's a mum over and it heals by itself, or it's a mum kavua and you have a doctor do surgery and he heals it, so then it becomes kosher lahakrova. So the pasuk implies ki mashchasam bohem mum bam calls manche mum abo. When the mum goes away, either because the mum over heals by itself or because the mum kavua and the doctors did surgery and they healed it, so then the mashmos of the pasuk is beferish that the carbon now may be korev on the mizbech. So the mashmos of that, there's a Tosfos Yishanim in Yuma on the bottom of the page, but the Tosfos Yishanim points out the mashmos of that pasuk is that this din, that a carbon that couldn't be offered on the mizbeach temporarily for a period of time, it had a mumayva, and then it heals by itself. So now mikana labo, you can't be makrevid. That's only by mumayva. But if there would be a different reason why it's nipsal, a different paslos. So then I would say, hol v'nitche yidochem. Since for a period of time you were not able to be makar of the carbon, the Gemara has an example. Let's say I have a carbon and the mizbeach fell apart. The mizbeach collapsed. So you cannot be makar of carbonus if you don't have mizbeach. So they quickly fix the mizbeach. Takes an hour or two, they fix the mizbeach. Now it's royal hakrova. Now the mizbeach is functioning again. So all of the carbonus, so if I have behemas chulin that I wasn't magdish yet, so no one's going to say, since the behemas chulin could not have been korev on the mizbeach for 2 hours, so you can never be makar of that. No, the din of dichah doesn't apply to behemas chulin. The machlekes hatanaim and the machlekes amoraim is, what if I have live animals that were hooked the shoe? La mizbeach. It has kedusha guf, but it's balechaim. I didn't do the shchit, I didn't do the avodah rishonah yet. So the live animals have kedusha guf, la mizbeach, but it didn't yet get the kedushas korban, because the sakan is mekadesh, the shchit, the avodah rishonah, is one endows it with the kedushas korban. So that's a machlokes hatanaim and a machlokes amoraim. And we paskin balechaim einam nidochet. The Rambam paskin. The other rishonim didn't write sifrei psak and hilchas korbanos. The Rambam paskins like that opinion, that's assumed to be the maskana. The balechai mein in the dochim. What does it mean balechai mein in the dochim? With respect to the din of dichoi, I treat it as if it's chulin. It doesn't yet have the full kedusha. It has kedusha guf la mizbeach, mishas kedushas peh, but it didn't yet get the kedushas carbon until after the shchit, until after the avodah rishonah. So I treat it as if it were a behemas chulin. So behemas chulin is not subject to the psul of dichoi. I have a behemas chulin and the mizbeach collapsed for 2 hours and then I fixed it. They don't say all the animals in the world may not be offered on the mizbeach. Shalom Aleichem. Good morning. This is Rabbi Azariah Berzon, whoever doesn't know, a famous person.
Not so famous.
Okay. You want to tell us on Divrei Torah?
Very quick.
Bakasha.
The Ramban on this week's parasha, our famous Ramban, has an introduction to Karbonos. And he mentions a pasuk in Yechezkel, a nefesh achota sitomus. And he hints at a medrash in Chazal, which also appears in Yerushalmi and Marcus. And I'll read to you the Lashon HaMedrash. Sholu nevuah, chote ma'u onsho. Amar lo, a nefesh achota sitomus. So nevuah says, there's no hope for a sinner. Sholu l'torah, chote ma'u onsho. Amar lo, yavi karbon v'yiskapim. Sholu LaKadosh Baruch Hu Chotei Ba'o Onsho Amar Lo Yase Tshuva. He should do Tshuva. The word Chet or Chotei usually refers to a shogi. But the Midas HaDin HaKosh of the Navi, a Nefesh HaChotah Asi Thomas, says that Becholzot, not despite the fact that a person didn't have intention, it was not an intentional sin, but there was a Pshia, there was a negligence, there's a maisa zero, and somehow a person forfeits his right to exist in this world. The Ramban explains that the carbon, a person brings a carbon, it's as if he's on the mizbeach. And the proof of the pudding that this medrash is talking about a chote b'shokeh is from the fact that the same question was asked to the Torah. The Torah is drachei darchinah. Yavi carbon v'yiskapel. A carbon is not brought b'mezin. For an aver of mezid, only for an aver of b'shogu. So whereas midas hanavuah, midas hadin hakasha says nefesh achotas tomus, midas haTorah is drachad archino with chesed, bring a carbon, be iskap. But the question I want to raise is the following: Shol laKadosh Baruch Hu amulo yase tshuva. I don't have. It doesn't make any sense. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu adding to the Torah? The Torah itself says, Yavi Karbon V'Yiskaperlo. Every Karbon, of course, has to be accompanied by Vidu, by Tshuva. There's no Karbon without Vidu, without Tshuva. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu add? Let him do Tshuva. It's already inherent in the answer of the Torah. And I'd like to suggest the following answer. As we said before, even if a person is a Shogeg, Shalova Miskaver, but as a result of his pshia, there's a maisa aveira. What's his response as a chote? What is he thinking and what is he doing? He's afraid of the midas hadin hakasha, of the repercussions of sin. The result is chas v'shalom, nefesh achotah tomus. He wants to protect himself from the punishment due to the crime. He wants some sort of tris, as we say, some sort of protection, a shield, so that he shouldn't suffer the consequences. So what does he do? He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, I didn't have intention. I don't want you to hold me responsible for this mice. Moshe Lamad Over Doma, imagine the case of a cashier working for his employer. And the employer comes at the end of a 6-month period and checks the records, checks the books. And lo and behold, it doesn't stim. There was some negligence over here. And of course, the cashier, the employee, is afraid that he's going to get fired. He's going to lose his job. So he begs for forgiveness. What he's really interested in, because of his yira, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, or in this case, the employer and the marshal, should consider his aveira as if it doesn't relate to him, like onus, and maisa onus, where mitigating circumstances, there's no element of shia. The aveira is not mine, it's not my maisa aveira. Here you're showing it is your maisa aveira, and the chote comes in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and says, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, consider it as if it's not my maisa aveira. He's motivated by yiras ha'onesh. He's afraid of the repercussions. The nafka mina is, he doesn't really care about the maisa per se. As far as he's concerned, the avla that was done to the employer, that doesn't interest him. And haraya, if somebody else in the firm was negligent, and once again the employee suffered some sort of loss, it wouldn't bother him. I'm saying if the employer took some loss, it wouldn't bother the employee. What he's worried about is his own skin, his own job that's on the line. That's the level of tshuva miyur. The person hasn't really changed himself. He did nothing to undo the maisa avera per se. Just he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through his tshuva, through his karbon, if he could step aside, move away from the maisa avera, as if it's not his. Sholol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kachboku comes up with a different idea. A person could undergo change through his tshuva. It's not a carbon. A carbon takes the maisa and removes it from him. But the maisa still remains out there. And Moshe Lamad Dover Doma, imagine the case of an employee who feels he loves his employer. He really feels for his boss. He has a relationship with him. The nafkimiya is that even if somebody else were to do an avlo, he would still do everything in his power to prevent that. For the protection of his boss, out of love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and he says, you want to do real tshuva, genuine tshuva, it's not enough to bring a karban. A karban will save you from punishment. It doesn't elevate you, it doesn't transform you, it doesn't change you. But there's a higher level, something much more profound. And that's tshuva mi'ava. Rashi says in Yuma that tshuva mi'ava is oker the avera meikaro. What a person is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, let this avera go by. I wish the maisa hadn't happened. If I had anything in my power to undo the maisa, if I could protect you, kaviyochel, from any loss, from any insult, if someone else was perpetrating the crime, I would do whatever I could to prevent it from happening. Because of my love, because of my avera. So I just want to say to everyone that as we approach Sefer Vayikra, the parshios of Karpora, of Teshuva, we should all be zochim, Yirtz Hashem, not just to the level of tshuva miyura, not just to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the maisa doesn't relate to me, save me from punishment, but to a level that's much, much more profound, much higher. Tshuva mi'ava. Out of a love, out of an avas Hashem, that chas v'shalom, no avla should ever occur. And we should reach out to others and make sure that they have that avla. Because ava means, as Chazal say, that Avraham Avinu, and if we zoch to that, then Yirtz Hashem will see the Gula Shlema of these times, Chodesh Nisan, should happen, be brought about. The way
it's
going.
Rabbi Berzon usually gives halacha, but his father was a famous darshan, said he says Drush also. He's starting a new yeshiva next year for people who are graduating college, want to spend a year or two in between college and graduate school, or in between college and working on a job. So he's visiting America now. So whoever is interested in, whoever, if you have any friends who are interested in taking a year off after they finish college, contact Rabbi Berzon. Okay. I asked him to come say some Divrei Torah on the parsha. So the Gemara has this machlokes satanoim and a machlokes amoraim had a paskin, and the Rambam assumes la halacha that balechai meinem nidoche, that a balchai, even though it has a kedushas haguf lamizbeach, but it doesn't yet have the sakan mekadesh. You didn't do the avodah rishon of the shechita yet, so it doesn't yet have the kedushas korban. So when it gets to the din of dichui, I treat the balechayim as if they were chulin, and on chulin the psul of dichui doesn't apply. That's why some made a suggestion. Let's say you have a korban mincha. The Gemara in the second parak in Soita quotes a long tosefta from Menachas that just like the redalat avodas hadam shechita kabbalah halacha zrika, so there's a parallel by a mincha. So the shechita, the parallel to shechita is the knitza. We separate, Rashi explains on the Gemara in Soita, where you separate the chelak gavoya, the komets is going to be burnt on the mizbeach, from the shiorei hamincha, which is going to be nechal by the zichri kuhuna, because the mincha is also a kachi kachi. It's also eaten by zichri kuhuna, dafke in the azara, the omvelaylo at chatzos. So the kmitza is parallel to the shechita. In that, the definition of shechita is an avoida. You see, the definition of shechita when mishech behemoth, so you're allowed to eat it. It's not an avoida. Shechita means you kill the animal in a specific way. Shechita as an avoida is not how to kill the animal. Shechita as an avoida is to separate the dam, the chelak hagavoya, from the chelak hanechal, or to separate the dam, the chelak that's going to be nizrak, from the chelak that's going to be korban the mizbeach by korban oilam. So kenitza is the parallel to the shechita. And then you have shechita kabbalah. You do kabbalah sadam in a klishore. So after you do the kmitza, you have to, the kohen has to take the kohen that's in his hand, in his fist, and put it into another klishore. When before he does the kmitza, the mincha has to be placed into a klishore that he should get a kdusha guf lamizbeach. Because when you designate the flower, amarachas van sochem, when you designate them, it has a kdusha spech, only has a kdusha damim lamizbeach. It doesn't get a kdusha guf lamizbeach until you put it into a klishore. So yeah, the korban mincha has to be in a klishore that it should get a kedusha guf lamizbech. Number one. Number two, you have to do the kmitza while the mincha is in a klishore. Not sufficient that it was once in a klishore and it became a kedusha guf lamizbech. You have to leave it in a klishore, so put it from one klishore to another, and then do the kmitza from the klishore. And then, after the kohen does the kmitza, he has to take the kohen that's in his hand and put into a third klishore, into a second klishore, wherever you're holding by. Has to put it into a klisharis. That's the same as Kabbalah Saddam. Then you have Hailocha Saddam. So that you have, you bring the koimets to the Mizbeach, and then the parallel to the Zrika is the Haktoras HaKoimets on the Mizbeach. So the Avoida Rishoina of a Mincha, which is parallel to the Shechita, is the Kmitza. So that's why some Gedolim had a suggestion that the way we pass in Lalocha, that Balechayim and Nidochim, it wouldn't only apply to Balechayim, Korbanis, that you didn't do the Shechita yet. It would even apply to a Mincha before the Kmitza. A Mincha before the Avodah Rishayna, even after Kiddush Kli, only has Kedushas Aguf Lamizbech, doesn't yet have Kedushas Korban. So just like by Balechayim, we pass in Nidochim, so perhaps that's a Kiddush already, perhaps not only Labdavka Balechayim, even a korban mincha that was already hukdash and iklishores, so has a kedusha aguf lamizbech, but you didn't do the avodah rishonah yet. You didn't do the kmitza yet. So kolzman, you didn't do the kmitza. Maybe it has the equivalent status of balichayim that the psulim of dichui wouldn't be able to set in. That's an interesting suggestion. Rabbi Berzan mentioned that the korbanos are only brought b'shegeg. You don't ever bring korbanos b'mezid. That's what he said, that Nefesh HaChatas, he Tomus, is even though it's B'shegeg, still the Nevi'im say, Yecheskel HaNavi says, Nefesh HaChatas, he Tomus. There are some exceptions to the rule. The Mishnah in Croesus lists off Abba Mevi'im Al Azad and Kishkoga. There are four cases where you do bring a korban, even though the Aver was violated the Mezid. But those are rare exceptions to the rule. The rule is, like he said, that korbanos are only brought when the Aver was violated B'shegeg and not be mazed. The pasuk says in Chumash, you have to be makar v'olah karbanis liritzo no. So the Gemara in the Dorim Adaf Lamed Vav and Med Aleph learns that from this pasuk liritzo no. That hakol tzrich medas chutz me mechusri kapar. The Gemara says whenever you bring a carbon, on behalf of somebody the person, let's say my next door neighbor is chayef to bring, he was mechal Shabbos b'shogeg and he needs a chatos, or he was moil behegdish b'shogeg and has to bring Hashem Meilus, whatever, chatos and Hashem and Oz L'shlam, whatever he's mechayef to bring. So I'll bring it on his behalf without telling him about it, and I'll have them send a letter from the Beis HaMikdash. A chatos has been brought on your behalf by your next door neighbor, and you don't have to, you're putter from bringing the chatos. Fine. So the Gemara says that he's not yotzei. Hakol tzrichim das. He has to be aware of the fact that they're bringing the korban on his behalf. The exception to the rule, the Gemara says, is v'chusri kapara. V'chusri kapara is a different kind of a korban. V'chusri kapara means a person who is tomei, whose tumah, and he went to the mikveh, so the tumah is removed, and then had harav shemesh, fine. And the din still requires that he has to bring korbanos. Let's say a zav, bal sholosh riyos has to bring korbanos. A zava, when she becomes tahira, a zava gedayla, a zava ketana does need korbanos, but a zava gedayla, to complete her tahara process, has to bring korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. So a tomei who went to the mikveh and had harav shemesh, but the halacha requires that tomei or that isha tomei has to bring korbanos to complete the tahara procedure. So that's called the mechusri kapara. The tahara is not completed until after they bring korbanos. So the Gemara says that's an exception to the rule. Hakol tzrichim das chutz mechusri kapara. You don't have to have the das of the person on whose behalf the korban is being brought. And the Gemara says, therefore, let's say a man has little children, infants, and the infants became tomei, and then they, a little baby becomes a nida, then becomes a zava. It's rare that a little baby should become a nida or a zava, but it's possible. The Mishnah says, tinoikes bas yamechem metama benida. Theoretically, she can become a nida when she's one day old, and then a week later, after the 7 days of nidas harav, start the 11 days when it's possible to become a zava. So she can become a zava gedolah. She has to be 3 days in a row. This little baby is only a week old. She can become a zava gedolah. So she'll remain tmeiyah as a zava gedolah until she becomes bas mitzvah, until she has das to agree to have the korban offered on her behalf. So the Gemara says no. That's the Gemara nedarim daf lamed vav. Chusri kapara don't need das. The person doesn't have to be maskim. There's no din of l'ritzono. There's no din of l'ritzono. The father can be makar korbanos on behalf of his banav v'bnos of haktanim. It's like tefillah in a mikveh. Just like, let's say, a person falls into the mikveh. So the din is that there's a machlekes hatanoim, and we pass in tefillah in a tzicha kavana. Say machlekes hatanoim by shchita, whether shchita needs kavana or not. So we pass in shchita in a tzicha kavana. Tefillah in a mikveh doesn't need kavana. There's a chumra midirabanan that if a person wants to be toivel in the mikveh, in order to be able to eat kochim, in order to be able to eat truma, in order to be able to eat maisesheni, so there's a chumim midirabbana that you have to have kavana b'shas tefillah. But mikra din deraisa, there is no such din. We paskin tefillah never needs kavana, even for the purpose of kochim. So just like tefillah in the mikveh happens automatically, doesn't need kavana. So if the little baby was a zava or a zava, and then it became cured, their problem, it's a medical problem. Medical problem is taken care of, and then the parents were tovelem in the mikveh, they don't know b'chlal what's going on. So the tefillah, even if you would have held that tefillah needs kavana, but you would need the kavana of the tovel. Someone else can meet batel him, that would be acceptable. So then, after the parents are tabled the little baby, they can bring the korbanos on behalf of the baby also. The baby doesn't have to have knowledge at all of the fact that these korbanos are being offered on their behalf. By mechusi kapore, the havuas ha-korban, to be mashlim, the tahara procedure, is like being tabled in the mikveh. Just like being tabled in the mikveh, it doesn't need korbanos, so the hakrovas ha-korban doesn't need korbanos either. We have different korbanos. We mentioned some korbanos has to be dafke zocher, some korbanos has to be dafke nekeva. What if I was mafrish a nekeva for an oila, which is supposed to be a zocher, or mafrish a zocher for a chatos, which is supposed to be a nekeva? So do you say it only gets if I can set aside $200 to bring a chatos? That'll be kedushas damim lamizbeach. They say over here, if I set aside a nekeva for an oila or a zocha for a chatas, which is incorrect, say it only gets a kedushas damim la mizbeach, like setting aside $200. So they say no, it gets a kedushas guf la mizbeach. So the Gemara says hamafresh nikevel lepischa. A korban pesach is supposed to be a zocher, not supposed to be in a keva. What if a person sets aside in the keva instead? So the Mishnayos have like this: since some karbanis has to be dafke zocher, some karbanis have to be dafke in a keva. So even if your korban is supposed to be the keva and you are mafresh a zocher, it gets a kedusha guf lamizbech, but you're just not yotze if you're makriv it. So since it gets a kedusha guf lamizbech, it's not just a kedusha zdamim lamizbech. So you cannot be poded unless it's going to get a mum kavur, because it has a kedusha guf lamizbech. And the same thing, some karbanos have to be bashnasa before the first birthday. Some karbanos have to be bashteshanim. Bashteshanim does mean 2 years old, the way we speak. When a person is 2 years old, means they already reached the end of the second year. That's called bashalosh. Bashteshanim means in between the first birthday and the second birthday. You're holding in the middle of the second year. So some karbanos, the Mishnah is list off in Mishnah is para. Which karbanos have to be bashnasa, which karbanos have to be bashteshanim, which have to be bashalashanim, and so on. So if you have a karban that's supposed to be bashnasa, and I was magdash a karban that's already after the first birthday. It's supposed to be bashtayim, and I was mafresh a karban that's already bashalash. So it's not acceptable. So the Mishnah has the same thing. Since other karbanas are good bashteshanim, are good bashalash, except that that's not correct for this karban, so it gets a kedusha guf lamizbeach. It's not just a kedusha zdamim lamizbeach, like a mashal setting aside $200 to bring a carpet. Gets a kedusha guf lamizbeach, and you can't be poided, you can't be makrevit l'shem this carbon because it's the wrong age, or it's not a zocher, it's supposed to be in a cave, it's supposed to be a zocher, can't be makrevit. But on the other hand, it doesn't only get a kedusha damim lamizbeach, you can't be poided until it gets a mum kavua. That's gemaris like that.
What happens if someone declares that will be the specific korban when it's not at the proper zman, but then like a month later becomes the proper zman because of the time where he was makdish, it wasn't the proper age. Can he not offer it even after that?
I mean, according to the Tana who holds that the yesh dicha be balachaim, we pass an ein balachaim nidochim. There's no psul of dicha. According to the opinion that yesh dicha be balachaim. So then the Gemara has a further machlokes, but the dicha neikara havi dichui. Maybe the psul of dichui, this din of dicha that we learned that from the psukim, the pasuk says, if you have a carbon that develops a mum oiver, so you cannot be marked with the carbon. Kimashchasa b'hem mumbam calls manche mumbai. As long as it has the mum oiver, you can't be marked with it. You have to wait till the mum heals by itself, until a surgeon will heal the mum. So then you can be marked with it. So that whole halacha, that's only by mum. If it develops a mum and healed by itself, so then it's chayzav inira. But if it would have been any other chisaron other than mum, then we would have declared that it's a psul of dichui. So we paskin that only applies to shchutim, doesn't apply to balichayim. But even if you would have held the balichayim on nidochim, the Gemara has a further machlekes where the dicha meikara have dichui. Maybe it's only a psul of dichui if the korban started off as being kosher, and then something occurred because of which you can't be makrivit. But if from the very outset it was not acceptable, I was magdish an animal within 8 days. So it's not acceptable from day number one. So then the Gemara has another klal that the dicha meikara lo habidicha. Also machlekes atanoim, machlekes amaraim had a pasuk with the dicha meikara. If from the very outset it wasn't acceptable, is that called dichui or not?
In the case of the Kusei Kapara, it doesn't need das for the korban. Is that only for case of Katan or
Tana,
or even for a
Gadol or Gadol? Even for a Gadol. Igmar just proves that the din is correct because she can't automatically korban al banav ibnos of haktan. Because we know that parents sometimes bring korbanos mechusei Kapara for little infants, little children of theirs. But based on that, we see that even by a gadol, even by an adult, also the din is, I can bring the carbon on behalf of my next-door neighbor. It's like Moshe Lamadah, I'll take my next-door neighbor, push him into a mikveh, whether he likes it or not, and he's tahar. He's tahar, so I bring the carbon on his behalf. Amagdash al-Manashi is kapa bochaber. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that there exists such an institution. I can be magdash a carbon on behalf of someone else. Not only can I be magdash a carbon on my own behalf, I can be magdush korban on behalf of someone else. Yeah, the parents are magdush the korbanos on behalf of their little children who are infants, or on behalf of the next door neighbor. It's also good.
If you have a case where say that a doctor or surgeon could cure mum kavua. Does that make it not a mum kavua anymore?
No, it's a mum kavua, even though it can be cured by surgery. It's a mum kavua, you can be paida. But if the doctor heals it, so then you can be makrivit on the mizbeach.
Can you still put it afterwards?
No, after it's healed already, no.
Can you put it and have enough to cure it? Now you have a whole animal, you shouldn't have to use anymore?
Again, if you have an animal that has a mum kavua, it's not going to heal by itself, but with surgery it will heal.
Can you put it and then the doctor heals it? And now you have...
Yeah. You can be poided now, because right now that's called the mum kavua, because it can't heal by itself. Rav Chaim Oizer has a tshuva in Achiezer. One of the three volumes of Rav Chaim Oizer's tshuvas is dedicated a lot to Kochin. So in the middle of one of his letters there, it's not really tshuvas, letters and learning. That's when the limud of Kochin began. People were so excited, they thought Mashiach is coming. After the First World War, in the middle of the First World War, they thought Mashiach is on his way, Melchomis. The Gemara says, Melchomis is Aschalta Degula. So they thought the First World War, that's Goig Amogoig. They thought Mashiach is coming. So there was a big movement to start learning Kachim then. Rav Chaim Moizer has a lot of Michtevei Torah on Kachim. So in one of those letters, in the Chilek on Kachim, he discusses that Tosfos. There's a Tosfos like that in Pchoiros, that if you need a surgeon to heal it, it still has a status of Mum Kavua, you can be Poida now. But if the surgeon heals it, then it's a Shalom, then you can be Makrabet on the Mizbech later on. Because the surgeon didn't do the surgery, so it does have the status of a Mum Kavua. The Pasuk has the mitzvah of smicha. Not all korbanos need smicha. Smicha can only be done by the bala korban. If you send up, there's a Mishnah later, which I'm going to get to, on Daf Chav Ches, I think, in Gittin, Ashaleach Chatosam in Medina Sayam, a person lives in America, and he sends money to the Beis HaMikdash, they should bring a korban on his behalf. So if the bala korban is not there, you don't do smicha. Smicha can only be done by the Baal HaKorban himself. That's why the Mishnah has in the end of Menachos that Korbanos Tzibur usually do not have smicha. Minimum Safim do not have any smicha. Because the Baal HaKorban is the Tzibur. So who's going to represent the Tzibur? There are several exceptions to the rule. The Mishnah is listed off based on Pesukim Chamish. There are several exceptions to the rule where you have a Korban HaTzibur. And the halacha says the Kengodol by the Parham Dabashal Tzibur, the Kengodol represents the Tzibur. Aran Yom Kippur, the Avodas on Yom Kippur, so sometimes the Kengodol represents all of Klal Yisrael. But aside from those exceptions to the rule usually is that Kol Korbanos HaTzibur Ein Behem Mitzvah Smicha, because the Smicha can only be done by the Baal HaKorban. How do you do Smicha? So there's a very strange Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel who says that you do Smicha B'Yad Yemino. There are a lot of strange passages in the Yonasan Ben Uziel. That's why we're not... We know the Yonasan Ben Uziel is not written by Yonasan. The Gemara says he only wrote a Targum on Novi. He didn't write a Targum on Chumash. So that everybody assumes that it's really a Targum Yerushalmi. And in the manuscript it said Tof Yud. That was a Rosh HaTeris Targum Yerushalmi. And by mistake, they translated it. They spelled out the Rosh HaTeris that it's Targum Yonasan. But it's not really Yonasan Ben Uziel. But the question is it legitimate? You know, it's not by the Tana Yonasan Ben Uziel. Maybe it's written by Karoim. So there's so many passages in the Yonasan Ben Uziel that sound like it's straight from the Karaitic literature. So that's why many Svarim have been written to defend this Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel. Many, many Svarim have been written. They're still writing Svarim to try to say that it represents a sheet of another Tana that hasn't been accepted. Anyway, on this pasuk about V'samach Yodo sounds like one hand, so he says Yad Yemino. He does Smicha B'Yad Yemino. It's against the Mishnayis. Mishnayis don't quote any machlokes. Mishnah say you have to do smicha b'shtei adayim b'chol koichai. You have to lean on the animal so much to the extent that if you remove the animal, the person will fall down. Not just to put your hands, put the right hand. You have to lean on the animal. Samach yodom. The Gemara says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, that smicha is only by men. If a woman brings a korban, she's not obligated to perform smicha. B'nei Yisrael Samchmei and B'nei Yisrael Samchmei. So the Gemara says that during the period of the Bayisheni, apparently the women felt cheated. That we don't give them an opportunity to do smicha. So there was a big machlekes hatanoim. Should we permit women Nashim Samchmei Rishus or Nashim Ein Samchmei Rishus? Women are not allowed to do smicha. So the accepted machlekes are viewed in Rabbi Yossi. So the accepted opinion is that Nashim Samchmei Rishus, women may do smicha. So there's a question, what does this mean? So the Taisvus always understands the Gemara Chagiga talking about this topic as saying, women who don't have the mitzvah to do smicha are not permitted to lean b'chol koichoi on a behemah. That's not called me'ila behegdish. Moil behegdish is if you get hanoah. What hanoah do I get? I'd rather not lean on the animal. Not that I'm tired, I'm leaning on the animal. It's a pain in the neck, it's a nuisance. I have to lean on the animal, But it's an isur avoda b'kotchim. The pasuk says, lasava b'v'chor sharecha, lasogas b'chor tzainecha. So that's what the Gemara refers to, that pasuk, as an isur giza v'avoda. The original pasuk, giza v'avoda, is talking about b'chor. Lasava b'v'chor sharecha, lasogas b'chor tzainecha. So even though the original pasuk of giza v'avoda happens to be speaking about a b'chor, b'chor is kotchim kalim, it means even a b'chor, even kotchim kalim. It includes kachi kachim also. So there is an isa giza b'avoda. The isa b'avoda is more inclusive than the isa me'ila. Me'ila b'hegdish is only to get hanoah. If I sit on the chair of hegdish, but if I'm leaning on a korban shel hegdish, that's not really an isa me'ila, that's an isa b'avoda. So that's the question. Are women permitted to volunteer to do smicha b'chol koicham? If they're not mechuyev, so it should be an isa b'avoda. So Taisvis, Girsan, the Gemara, that's in all the standard editions. The way we have in our Gemara, it says if the whole machlekes hatanaim, what the noshim samchus v'shus is only if they want to do imitation smicha akufa yedaychu, they just want to put their hands floating. Akufa is the Aramaic word for floating. They want to have their hands sitting on top of the animal, not leaning on the animal. Leaning on the animal b'chol koychem will be avoda b'kotchim. Just to hold the hands up. What do they gain? They're not yaitze the mitzvah. It's just kadei lasas nachas ruach l'noshim. That the people, the women, shouldn't feel cheated. It's an imitation mitzvah, but they're not really yotzei anything. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, whether women are allowed to do that or not. So what are they fighting about? What's the machlokes hatanaim? What's wrong? So Tosis quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, the machlokes is, do we make a gzera derabbanon? Maybe by mistake they'll start doing smicha b'chol koichem like the men. Are we afraid shema yovel de kilkul? The Gemara says that's the rule. When do we allow an imitation mitzvah and when do we not allow it? Let's say 1 year, nobody has any asrogim. So the only thing that's available are sun-kissed lemons. So should we shake a lulav and the dalad minim without a bracha as a zecher? Kadesh lo tishtakach mitzvahs dalad minim? That the children shouldn't forget that there's such a mitzvah. The adults will remember for many years we shook a lulav in an esrog. Even others that did. But the children, the young children, never saw it before. So they're not going to see on Sukkah, so they won't even know that there's such a mitzvah as dalad minim. So maybe we should shake dalad minim with a pasul esrog. Well, let's say the only shofar that's available on Rosh Hashanah is a shofar that's glued together pieces from different shofars, and it's pasul. So you're not getting to the mitzvah with that. Should we blow shofar b'li bracha? Mitzvah shofar or not? So this is discussed. The lulav cases discussed in the Gemara. Shofar cases discussed in the Matei Ephraim. He quotes from the Achronim, and the Gemara discusses it over here by the women. So the Tanoim say this is the rule. When do we permit an imitation mitzvah and when not? Whenever we're concerned that shem yovel kilkul, then you don't allow an imitation mitzvah. So the Gemara says we would not permit you to use a lemon or an imitation esrog, because next year people will remember that this year we used the sun-kissed lemon. It said in green letters on the yellow lemon, sun-kissed. So they'll remember next year. Why should I spend $100 for an esrog? I'll buy a sun-kissed lemon and I'll use it. It was good enough last year. They won't realize last year we did it without a bracha, kadesh lo tishkach, and this year esrog is available. So the poskim say, in each and every individual case, you have to judge, is there a chashash, is there a consideration, shema yovali dei kilkul. And that's the machlekes hatanaim, that's our testimony, that's the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi, that we permit the women to do smicha bakufa yedaicha, just to have their hands floating on top of the carbon. The question is, are we concerned, shema yovali dei kilkul, maybe by mistake they'll do smicha b'chol koicham or not? So the Rabbi Natan claims that by smicha we paskin that it's mutter. Nashim samchas v'shus. By the lemon we paskin aser. We're afraid shem yovel de kilkul. In each case, the rabbanim have to determine whether they think that there's a chashash shem yovel de kilkul or not. That was the whole essay that the Aderis published. Aderis was the father-in-law of Rav Kook, his first wife. Rav Kook's first wife died, then he married her cousin. So the first wife was the daughter of the Aderis. He was a prominent Rav, Talmid Chacham. He was a Rav in Mir and in Panavish, and then he went to Yerushalayim and he died there in Yerushalayim a few years after he arrived. So he wrote many, many Svarim. So one of the many Svarim, many of them, another 100 still in manuscript. They keep every year, they print another couple of Svarim by him. So one of the Svarim is Zecha LaHakel. Is it permissible to make a Zecha LaHakel? We don't have real Hakel today. We don't have Shemitah Deraisa. And so we don't have the mitzvah of Hakel. So is there anything wrong with making a Zecha LaHakel? So he had, that's the thrust of the whole essay. He says the only time we prohibit doing an imitation, performing an imitation mitzvah, is if we're concerned Shem Yovel Edei Kilkul. So he says when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he asked around, and they told him that this has been going on for years and years, that every Sukkos, Chalamayt Sukkos, following the Shnas HaShmita, so the Malamdim and Meir Shorim always take the children for a walk, a Chalamayt hike, and Chalamayt Sukkos, and they go to the Kosel HaMaravi, and they recite the Psukim from Sefer Dvarim. And he says, we've never heard that any takola came out. No one ever said a brochan, and everybody knows you're reading from a chumash, you're not yotzei anything. So he says he doesn't see what's wrong. If it's only a zecher, and it's a shalayov alidei takola, so then it's okay. That's the klal that the Gemara has.
You said we started from
B'nai
Yisrael, who knows Yisrael?
Right.
We talked about Gid HaNasha, what B'nai Yisrael means by
Gid HaNasha. Yeah, yeah.
How do we decide when B'nai Yisrael means what?
That's a very strong question. The Shach on the first page in Yerideya, and then the Kudus HaKesef raises that question. Sometimes say B'nai Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael, sometimes B'nai Yisrael v'lo Gerim, and sometimes it doesn't mean anything. Sometimes it just means the Jewish people. And not Memayit Gerim, and you're not Memayit B'nos Yisrael. So the Shach just points out, you have to have a feel. You have to have an intuition. You have to know enough how to darshan psukim to have a feel what the B'nai Yisrael is. Is it Memayit something, or is it not Memayit anything? It is a big question. There's no clear-cut rule. It has to do with intuition. The Pasuk speaks about the mitzvah Malicha B'Korbanah, so people make a mistake. They think that this is connected with Malicha by meat. We salt meat in order to remove the dam, because there's an Isser of eating Chelav Adam. So if you salt the meat, the dam will be removed. The original Pasuk, I asked people, is there a din of Malicha by Mincha? So they say, no, Malicha is only on flesh. No, that's not correct. The original Pasuk in today's Sedra says, I'll call Minchoscha Takrit Melech. The original Pasuk says, by Mincha. And next week's Sedra, I think it says, Malicha, I'll call Boncha Takrit Melech. Even on the Basar also, on the Emurim, when you burn it on the Mizbech, you also have to have Malicha. But Malicha, for sure, by a Mincha. The Rambam, in fact, writes that Malicha is more chomer by mincha than it is by besar hakarbonis. The Rambam paskins that loy malach by mincha is pasul. That you're not yotzei if you makte the koimetz of the mincha on the mizbech without having salting it. So the Rambam paskins that you're not yotzei. The Mishnah says loy malach is kosher, and the Rambam paskins like the Tanaim against the Mishnah that loy malach is not kosher. By Yemurim he doesn't paskin like that. Let's say you are makriv. Someone brought in carbon oil to the Beis HaMikdash. He's supposed to put salt on all of the meat that you burn on the Mizbech. If you didn't put salt on, you yotze anyway. All other carbonas, the Malicha is not Leikuva, only by Mincha. By Mincha, the Malicha is more chomer than by carbonas. We have a Sefer that's the foundation of all of Yerideh Chelek Aleph. The Torah Sabai is written by the Rashba. So he has all the dinim, Hilcha Shechita, the whole setup in Yeridei. It's a pattern after the Rashba's Taras Abayis Ha'oruch. You have Hilchas Malicha, Hilchas Trefes, Hilchas Basa V'cholav, Taruvis, Hilcha Shechita, everything. So, and you have Hasokas by the Ra'o. The Ra'o and the Rashba were both Talmidim of the Ramban. So the Rashba wrote a whole Taras Abayis. He always quotes the Gemaras, and he quotes what Rashi says, and what Tosfos says, and what the Ramban says. And then he gives his opinion. He's the Rashba. He's entitled to an opinion also. And the Ra'o was a contemporary of the Rashba. He learned by the Ramban also. So every couple of pages, he has a better kabbais. He has a hasoga, like we have brief hasogas from the Ravid on the Ramban, but he doesn't write brief. He writes a full paragraph. He lets you know what he has in mind. So the Ra'o, Rabaran Alevi, has hasogas. Sometimes he disagrees as to what the Ramban said. The Rashba will quote one thing from the Ramban, the Ra'o will deny it. He said the Ramban never said that. Usually he's disagreeing, he gives his own opinions, not two versions of what the Ramban said. So the Ra'o writes an interesting suggestion, an original Chiddush in Hilchas Melicha. The Rashba and the Torah Abayis quotes a little bit about salting karbonis. It's not the part of Hilchas Melicha and Yerideya. It's not salting karbonis. You're talking about salting meat in order to remove the dam. But a little bit he has to quote from the Gemara and Zvachim in the second paragraph about salting karbonis. So Rabban Alevi writes in the Berak Abayis that the mitzvah to salt the karbonis applies to the chelak haniktar agabi hamizbech the komets. And the emurim that are burnt on the mizbeach, if you have a korban oila, all the yevorim of the korban oila. And then he says, by kochi kochim, the besar hachatos meha oshom that's eaten by the kohanim, or the shiori hamincha. A mincha is also kochi kochim. The psukim refer to mincha as kochi kochim. So the besar hachatos meha oshom, which is eaten by the zichri kuna in the azora. And that's like an avoida, kohanim oichlam abaylam is kaprim. The bala korban gets a kapor because of the fact that the kohanim are eating the kochi kochim. So the chelek hanechal by the kohanim needs malicha also. When the bailam eat a shlomim or a toido, you don't have to salt the flesh. There's no din that achilas habaylam is considered like akrovas hakorban. But achilas hakohanim, that's the gemara in psochem daf nun tesam beis. Kohanim oichlam ubaylam is kaprim, that's the gemara in yivomis on daf pei tes. Kohanim oichlam abaylam is kaprim, so achilas kochi kochim is considered like an aveda. It's like a haktor al gabi hamizbech. Just like the chelak haniktar requires malicha, so the chelak hanechal by the kohanim also requires malicha. How does he know that this is so? So he quotes the Gemara in Zvachim, points out that there is a din in today's Sedra of sorud dvash. You're not permitted to mix in sorud dvash into a korban that you burn on the mizbeach. And the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, you're not permitted to mix in Sorah Dvash into the Chelak. There's an Iser, Loi Seyof HaChometz. You're not allowed to let the Mincha turn into Chometz. And then it says, Chelkom Nasati Lohem Ishi Hashem, Kodesh Kodoshim Lashem. So the Gemara has a comment, Loi Seyof HaChometz Chelkom. Even the Chelak HaNechal by the Kohanim, the Shiori HaMincha, which the Kohanim eat, also, they're not allowed to let that turn into Chometz. Because the Chelak of the Shiori HaMenachis is Kochi Kochim. So that's governed with the rule of Kohanim Ochlim Abaylam Iskaprim. So that's considered like a Chelak HaNikter Al Gabi HaMizbeach. So that's where Abaron HaLevi writes, just like the Gemara says that Lo Siyaf HaChometz Chelkom, that the Isser of Mach Mitzes HaMincha doesn't only apply to the Chelak HaNikter, applies to the Chelak HaNechal as well, so too the Mitzvah Malicha applies to the Chelak HaNechal in the Kochi Kochim. In Kochim Kalim, it's not so. In Kochim Achilos HaBailim is not considered Bailim Ochlim Umiskaprim. Achilos HaBailim is a mitzvah, it's a heter, but it's not like Haktor Al Gabi HaMizbeach.
So shouldn't the Shiari Minuchah be salted before the Kohanim eat it?
Yeah, he says that it does have Malicha. Yeah. The Rawa says. Right. Avnei Nezer was in Sachachov a Rebbe. So in Sachachov, for a period of time, there was a Sachachov a Rav. The Rav of Sachachov was the son-in-law of the Nesivis. The Nesivis was a Misnaget, but the son-in-law was a Chassid. Rebbe Kiveger also was a contemporary of the Nesivis. Rebbe Kiveger was a Yekke, obviously not a Chassid, and he was blessed with the son-in-law, Rebbe Shmuel Birnbaum, who was a Chassid. Then he had a grandson who was a Chassidish Rebbe, a real Chassidish Rebbe, a Bleibala Eger. So the Sachachov Rav, who was the son-in-law of the Nesivis, every so often would quote things in the name of his father-in-law. So one of them was the following. And Avnei Nezer has an essay about this. He thinks that he had wax in his ears. He didn't hear straight. So he says he heard from his father-in-law that the mitzvah of Kol Karboncha, Akom in Choscha, Takri Mela, can be fulfilled either with salt or with sugar. Basically, sugar and salt is the same thing. It's a difference what the flavor is. But basically, it's the same thing. So he thinks that that's utterly ridiculous. He thinks, what does sugar got to do with salt? It's a totally different chemical composition. It's not just a different flavor. Different, like you have different coffees. One flavor, another flavor, 25 different flavors. It's not a different flavor. It's a different essence of a thing. It's a different chemical composition. That's a different question. Whether salting meat to remove the dam, maybe you can salt meat with sugar. That's a different story. Maybe you can. But even if you assume that you can, that's a question whether sugar can accomplish removing of the blood or not. Even if you assume that sugar can accomplish removing of the blood, doesn't necessarily follow that the sugar can be used for fulfillment of the mitzvah. I'll call Minchos Chol Takrit Melech. Yes, smicha is a special din. We started talking about smicha with the Targum Yonis. Menazil, smicha has to be done b'chol koicha. Then the Gemara has brachas. The Gemara says shalosh kifas hay. There are three things that have to be done that take it. One is take it for the tamachachem bracha. Okay, when you associate with the tamachachem, you strike it rich. Okay, that's not a din. That's a promise. And then one is take it for the netilas yadayim bracha. Immediately after washing my machreinim, you should recite Birchas Hamazon. And then the Yerushalmi Adzan, immediately after washing my rishonim, you should recite Hamotzi Lachman Oretz. The original Gemara goes on my machreinim. And then the achreinim point out that Yerushalmi says, and there's a Gemara later on, Brachas also says like that, sounds like it says like that, that even on my rishonim also, you shouldn't pause too long in between the Tilus Yadayim before the meal and the reciting of Hamotzi. And then the third one is also Din Tekef L'smicha Shchita. That's a machlokes b'shama and b'shilo. What do you do if you bring korbanos on yontif? You bring shalmei chagiga on yontif. Do you do the smicha on yontif, or do you do the smicha on erev yontif? So b'shama say you're not allowed to do smicha on yontif. It's an isa mishtamish b'balechayim. Since you have to lean on the animal b'chol koychoi, so that's a violation of the gzera de rabbanon also mishtamish b'balechayim. What's the isa mishtamish b'balechayim? You're not allowed to ride on a horseback. May break off a branch from the tree in order to whip the animal to encourage it to go faster. So that gzeira ein roich magabi balechayim was a general gzeira vasa l'shtamish b'balechayim. So smicha has to be b'chol koicha. So b'shama say you're not allowed to do smicha on yontif. So what's going to be with the smicha? So the Gemara said b'shama hold you can do the smicha on erev yontif and shech the korban on yontif. There's no requirement for tekef l'smicha shchita. That's one shot the Gemara gives in b'shama. Umar has a few variations. They're not sure exactly what Beis Shammai said. And the accepted opinion is like Bishilo, that we require tekef l'smicha shchita, that you can't do the smicha on Erev Yontif. And not only the Chumash, in today's Sedra only speaks about smicha on Oilos Nedover. It doesn't say a word about Oilos Chayva. So that's a shaila. Maybe the Oilos Ria that you bring on Yontif, maybe that's an Oilos Chayva. Maybe there's no requirement for smicha at all. So that's another pshat. The Gemara says, "Meshame, maybe Meshame hold there's no requirement for smicha at all on oilas chayva." But we pass like Bisul. There is a requirement for smicha even on oilas chayva, and we require taken for the smicha shchita, and so you can't do the smicha on erev yontif and shech the behema on yontif, and therefore we have no choice that we permit you to do the smicha on yontif. That was the original machlokes Hillel and Shammai. Hillel and Shammai lived 100 years before the Churban Abayis. Hill was the chief rabbi, and Shammai was the abbezin, the assistant to the chief rabbi. So the Gemara says in Chagiga, all the Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos were lists of Shmai v'Avtalyan, Yosef ben Yezer, Yosef ben Yochanan, and Yerushalayim, how you omrim, a list of two names. So the first name mentioned is always the Nasi, the chief rabbi, and the second one mentioned is always the abbezin. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, in the first place, Hill and Shammai themselves lived 100 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. So the Gemara says that originally there was only one machlok in Hillel and Shammai where the somchim are in somchim regarding the smicha. Are you allowed to do the smicha on the karbonis that you bring on yontif, or should you do the smicha on erev yontif? And then the Talmid of Shammai be Hillel, if they shall Hashem should call tzarkam, that's how the Gemara Sanhedrin says, because they didn't, they were too involved in politics, they weren't paying enough attention to learning. So that's why they made many more machlokes. But originally there was only one machlokes between Hillel and Shammai, whether you do smicha on the karbonis that you bring on yontif or not. When the Kohanim used to eat the Shiori Menachas, and when they ate the Chatos and the Yoshim in the Azara, so how exactly did they eat it? So the Gemara has a comment, they should eat it kederach shamlochem oichlem. L'moshka l'gdula kederach shamlochem oichlem. They should eat it in a very bekovedik fashion. Not stam eat it like hot dogs. They should broil it and eat it b'chardel. They should eat it, it should be very tasty. So the question is, there is a rule, ein yeshiva bar zara ela l'malchei beis David b'vad. No one's allowed to be seated in the azara. So they were eating it like in a fast food shop. They're reading and standing up, or do they sit down? They're not allowed to sit down. So what kind of lamashchal gedulach derasham lachem mochen? The malachim sit down and they eat benachas. Here the Karim had to eat standing. So that's a Mishnah Lamelech quotes that this is a machlokes harishonim. We have his, he quotes it from their manuscript. By now that manuscript is already printed in the back of the Gemaras in Zvachim and Menachos and the Mesichtas of Kochim. So you have a lot, Shittim Kubetz is printed on the side of the page. And then if the comment is too long, so they have the Shittim Kubetz is printed in the back. There's big chunks of Bali Atosis. So the Mishnah Melach quotes from this Ksav Yad that we have not printed in our Gemaras. That is two opinions in the Bali Atosis. Some are of the opinion that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Lamashchal Gedulah Kedach Sham Lachem Ochlim, they were permitted to sit in the Azara for this specific purpose. When they finished eating, they had to stand up. But to sit in order to eat the Kochi Kochim would be mut. Usually assume not so. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a chiddush in his first essay. And Asman Der Aisa, he says there are Lishkas Amruyas Bachol Psuchas Lakodesh. There are certain rooms in the Beis Hamikdash where you're permitted to sit, and because it's not really the Azara, and you're permitted to eat Kochi Kochim. So he says, so what's the problem? So why did the Balei HaTosis have two dais? Whether you eat in the Azara in a standing position or sitting position, eat in the Lishkas Amruyas Bachol Psuchas Lakodesh. So that he proves from the Gemaras, from the Rishonim, that it's permissible to sit there. There's no Iser, Ein Yeshiva Bazar. It's not Azar. It's Lishkas Amruyas Bachol. But because it's Psuchas Lakodesh, so you're allowed to eat the Kochi Kochim there. So that's Rabbi Yosef Engel's suggestion. That you don't have to violate any din. You don't have to negotiate anything. Eat in that location. That's the question. It never says in the Gemara that they always ate the Kochi Kochim and those are Lishkas Amruyas Bachol Psuchas Lakodesh. That's a Hamtzah. Why doesn't it say that in the Gemara? That's a good question. We usually assume that the Issa Chelev and Dam that we have at Ayom Hazeh is because Chelev and Dam was used on the Mizbeach. The Chelev of Karbonis is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, and the Dam of Karbonis is supposed to be Nizrak al Gabi HaMizbeach. The Issa of Dam even applies to Chaya, even applies to Chaya, which is not Karav al Gabi HaMizbeach. Even applies to Behemas Chulin. And the Issa Chelev also applies to Behemas Chulin. It doesn't apply to Chaya, but it applies to Behemas Chulin. All the Behemas today are Behemas Chulin. But we usually assume that because the Chelev and Dam are reserved as the Chelev Kagavoya. That's why we're not allowed to eat it. So that's a big machloikis in Taisvis, in Chulin. In Perik Eletrefus, the Gemara has a discussion among the Tanoim. How do you determine which chelev is asa, which chelev is muta? So Taisvis has a further machlokes, Balei HaTaisvis. There were two minhagim in Europe. Different parts of Europe they used to eat certain chalavim, and other parts of Europe they didn't eat those chalavim. So there were certain parts of fatty parts of the animal which clearly were not karev al gabei hamizbeach, and some rishonim hold that it's still asa b'achila. So that's a chiddush. There's such a thing. There is chelev that is karev on the mizbeach that's muta b'achila, the alya. That we know, the Alya by Tzon was Korav al Gabi HaMizbeach, and the Bayas the Alya is Muta Bachila. But is it possible to have the reverse? A Chelev should be Osa Bachila and was never Korav al Gabi HaMizbeach. So that's 2 days in Taisvus. We usually assume that that's impossible. We usually assume that the whole Iser of Chelev Adam, because these are designated as the Chelev Kagavoya. Then the Psukim have, if you read the Psukim slowly and carefully, you see the difference between the Zrikas Adam by Chatos and the Zrikas Adam by all other Karbonos. All other Karbonos, you have to hold the Dam. The Kohen has to hold the Dam in a klishores in his right hand. If he's a lefty, he's posel Lavoida. So Rashi on the Mishnah in Bchoris has two pshotim. One pshat in Rashi is that he's called a Balmum. Rashi finds that hard to believe. A lefty is a Balmum. So Rashi doesn't like that pshat. So he says, no. The din is you have to do Avoida b'yamin. And the Amin has to be the right side of the body and has to be the strongest side of the body. So if a Kohen is a lefty, he doesn't have a Yamin. He's not Chalila Balmum, he doesn't have a Yamin. There is a din in the Gemara that, let's say, a man married a woman, a fellow got married to a girl, and then after he gets married, he finds out she has major mumin he wasn't aware of. When he went out on dates, she was always wearing clothing, and he never saw her. She's missing this and missing that. She has no ear, she has no nose. She was all covered up. So the Mishnah says, any mum that passes by Kohanim, so the Mishnah says, if a man was Kadosh and Isha, and Nimtzol Leah Mumim, so takes a below Ksubah. He has a right to divorce her and not pay any Ksubah. So then the Mishnah says, the klal is, whatever is a mum for Kohanim is a mum for marriage. So that's a pella. What do you mean? If a girl is a lefty, he has a right to divorce her. Rabbi Ilson always used to ask that kasha. How can it be that Rashi has one pshat that a lefty is a balmum? So if you find out that your wife is a lefty, so you can divorce her without paying suma. So that's why Rashi has the other pshat, that the lefty is not a balmum, it's just that he doesn't have a yamin. So the psukim chumash have like this, when you zorik the dam of all the other karbonis, you have to hold the dam in a klisharis in your right hand and do this rikas hadam. By chatas, it's v'loka chaklein b'yetzboi. You need matan etzba. The dam has to be in a klisharis, but the kohen has to put his etzba, the second finger, into the kli, and then put directly on the mizbeach, not just by pouring from the kli. Then you have different karbonis. Some karbonis have one zrika, some karbonis have two zrikas. In the shtaim shein arba, you splash a little dam in this corner, and it goes on both sides on the mizbeach, and you splash a little dam in that corner, it goes on both sides. And some by chatas, you have four zrikas on each one of the four karnas on his mizbeach. One tana is of the opinion that oilas tamid has three zrikas. And we pass from there ain't no such thing. There is no such animal. A korban that has three zrikas. Either it's one, two, or four, but there are no three zrikas. You look in the Mishnayis took all the psukim. If you just read Parshas by Yikra, all the karbanas, you get so confused. Look in the Mishnayis. The Mishnayis organize everything. How many zrikas you need? Is it tzofen? Is it kach kachim? Is it kachim kalim? The Tanoim made a system out of all of this. Every word in the pasuk means something. Okay. I think Rabbi Neuberger is the guest this Shabbos. Everyone's invited to visit the Yeshiva. Okay.